Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. I'm Jim Browdy. She is Marjorie Egan. Here with us in Studio 3 for Open Mic and our world-famous list of obsessions and observations is the Commissioner of Common Sense, Emily Rooney. By the way, we should say, yesterday, Emily was honored with the Pinnacle Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes, yeah. it's a big deal.
And we couldn't go because it was during lunch, but everybody was there, said you were wonderful,
nice.
And so was it. So
it
congratulations.
Was great. Yeah, thanks. It's only a little daunting to get a Lifetime Achievement Award. You're thinking,
is it over?
Exactly. It's exactly what I said, of course.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, Emily was a little late getting in here because she was complaining to the mayor about the alleys. Not like plowed in the back bed.
Well, you know, the alleys are public streets.
Yep, they are.
And my alley got plowed yesterday at 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time.
What did he say to you?
He said, you know, he said, I'll look at it. He says, it's a problem. You know, that's where people park their cars in addition to, it's not supposed to be a public thoroughfare, although people do use it as thoroughfares.
And you have to have a pretty small plow to get down those alleys.
They have them.
They do those little ones. Yeah.
So a lot of people like Jay Cashman hired a private contractor. So did somebody else. I finally flagged the guy down. I said, would you do mine too? I haven't gotten the bill yet. It was probably $500.
Send it to Jay Cashman. I think he'll send it to Marty.
Okay, so earlier, Emily Rooney,
yes.
We were discussing John Kerry getting ticketed for not shoveling his sidewalk up in Lewisburg Square.
Yep.
And he, of course, is the Secretary of State. He was globetrotting at the time. And
it was
not shoveled. And we pummeled him earlier today.
We did not pummel him.
Anti-elitist. You guys are so warped on this stuff. Have you ever walked by John Kerry's house?
Yes, many times.
Oh, yeah, Halloween especially. Anyway, it's right on the corner there.
It is.
Corner house. Every single inch of that sidewalk was shoveled except about 4.5 feet over on the side where yellow police tape had been put up by somebody because of falling ice and snow. Mm-hmm. People don't cross. Am I right, Kathy? People don't cross yellow police tape, even news reporters. So it's like
Kathy is one of our colleagues, for those who wonder who she's talking to.
2 feet of the sidewalk weren't. And by the way, when you keep saying John Kerry, let's face it, it was John Kerry's people who thought, gee, you're not supposed to cross. And here's the other thing that really annoyed me at that story. I watched Fox 25 last night. They had the whole story, although they had the story about the police tape at the end.
Mm-hmm.
CVB never mentioned it. It's like, hello, it's crucial to the
story.
What
you mean, purely mentioned that he didn't have the sidewalk shoveled, never gave his response?
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait a second. Stand up for yourself, Marjorie. Did she just crush you like a bug or what?
I think there's a little. There's a little history here of optics and John Kerry, and you know, on the heels of moving the fire hydrant around the corner, so Mrs. John Kerry can park in front of the house, and the history of not trying to skip out on $500,000 in taxes and on a sloop, so you can park down there in Rhode Island instead of in
Massachusetts. That's a pretty good comeback.
On the history of rushing home on Halloween because Bill Weld is handing out candy and your maid is handing out candy. This kind of thing. And on the heels.
Emily is disgusted.
Embarrassingly. Because
you know what?
Kerry and James Taylor.
I'm just talking to Tonya.
Ceremony.
How do you feel about the fact that not a single sidewalk is shoveled in Dorchester and no one's getting a ticket? You know, Tonya Magras, who works with us upstairs, says no one's going to get fined for that. But yet John Kerry, you know, who pays, I think it's like $250,000 in real estate taxes for that place. You know, gets fined 50, and he said, "I'll gladly pay it." But it wasn't like he was a scofflaw and didn't shovel his sidewalks.
Okay. How about that,
Marjorie? He has a lot of sidewalk around his house. It's a corner house.
I think when you were John Kerry, Secretary of State, and you have this history, this checkered history of optical problems, you want to make sure you get your sidewalk shoveled and you want to check it. It wasn't a couple of hours; it was. Okay, yellow police tape.
Okay, we would like, by the way, all listeners to tweet to BOS Public Radio and say
showdown.
Who won that argument, Emily Rooney or Marjorie Egan.
Out in the hallway.
You know, you probably wear a Super Bowl Sunday. Now, this is
I was invited.
I just wanted to get into it. You were a huge football fan, as we know.
Yeah, well, I'm a fan.
You were at the Indianapolis game, with Bon Jovi. We know that.
I noticed right away that the balls were deflated.
I'm sure you did. Why are you were invited to the Super Bowl?
I was. I'm not. I can't.
Why?
Not doing that.
Why? Because just too much.
I don't want to. First, it was all day. You know, flying to Phoenix, and I don't know.
You ever been to a Super Bowl?
Like, no, I'd like to go. If I'd had a little bit more notice and kind of, you know, just
see my take on this thing. I've never been to one either, and everybody says you see the game 10 times better on television. However, isn't that one of the things you want to do once, just for the experience of everybody there? Exactly.
Yeah, and it's Arizona. It'd be nice and warm. Nice snow out there.
I know, but it's like 2 full days on an airplane.
Did you read Ty Burr's piece in the Globe this morning? We're talking about it in about 15 minutes. Ty Burr, who's a great movie critic for the Boston Globe, basically in curmudgeon-y fashion, something the Rooneys can relate to, I should say, father and daughter, said he's not doing this. He's not into it. He's not. It's not. He says at the end, of course, the NFL has problems with things like Ray Rice, domestic violence. But that's almost a throw-in. His contention, I think this is a fair description of his piece, Marjorie and Emily. He just doesn't have any interest in this thing, unlike virtually everybody in New England.
There's no irony in football.
Okay,
unlike,
that's right.
Unlike baseball, where you have, and all the great literature about sports is written about baseball.
Emily's
about
elitism.
You're going on about John Kerry. How about that?
I think Ty Burr shoveled a sidewalk.
So what?
I wonder.
So
do you prepare in a certain way for this? I mean, we're going to talk to people in a few minutes again about those who don't watch and those who do and how they do it. Do you have a ritual or do you have a thing? How do you do this?
You know, I usually have a group over to my house. We're doing fajitas this Sunday.
Oh, very good.
We are. You know? Okay, fine. Yeah. Thank you.
So, Emily,
I just bought a new smart TV.
You did? What does
that
mean?
It's a lot smarter than me.
What does that mean, smart TV?
Oh, you know, you can do everything. You know, just you punch a button and there's the Netflix. Everything is just right there as opposed to hooking up other wires. And, you know, it's all this menu stuff is right there. And
do you know how to do it?
Not really.
Well, speaking of that, by the way, you probably haven't heard Marjorie tell the story. Marjorie, why don't you tell the story, speaking of smart TVs or semi-smart TVs, why don't you tell the story about when you got your first flat screen large TV? No, seriously, why don't you share that with people? I'm sure they'd like to hear it.
Is that the one that I didn't realize?
Yes, go ahead. Tell the story.
I got a high definition TV, but I didn't realize you have to do something. I forget what
you
I
have
did.
To get the high definition cable box.
She didn't know. First of all, she didn't know it was high definition until her son or one of her friends explained to her that she had bought a high definition TV. She was complaining that she hadn't bought a high def TV, and she should have.
Yeah.
When whoever that person is explained to her that in fact you already own one,
you just
and it is
the
right
box.
There,
you
and
need
you just
the proper
need
box.
I need to press a button and make it go high def.
Have you talked about?
I should know this, Emily, but I don't. Have you talked about Deflategate yet on Beat the Press?
And we're doing it again tonight.
Okay, so what is your Beat the Press angle on?
Well, tonight we're sort of taking the angle that, you know, sports journalism, like no other business, just immediately morphs into opinion journalism, just like overnight. Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Doesn't matter the facts. It's a shouting fest over what happened, and instantly all these sports analysts, you know, Skip Bayless, all these guys convicted Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and, you know, take away their first right draft choice and all that. I mean, it was just bang, guilty.
Some credible people, like Wilbon, said they shouldn't even go to the Super Bowl if they're
found
guilty.
Exactly. So then Bill Belichick has that odd but kind of convincing press conference last Saturday where he's talking about the air pressure and the temperatures.
Physicists.
And a lot of people gave it credibility. So we were just talking about how, you know, when you get a few facts mixed into a story, you know, things sort of...
Yeah.
By the way, the New York Times has a story today suggesting that the science, the evolving, not evolving science, the evolving story about the science of this is overwhelmingly on the side of the Patriots, actually.
Bill Nye, the science guy, doesn't believe so.
Well, he's a Seattle Seahawks fan. He says he is.
Exactly. And what was that? So what was the ball boy doing for 90 seconds in the bathroom with the football?
Probably doing what most people do in the bathroom.
Would have taken more than 90 seconds to deflate 11 balls.
Okay. And why weren't the – do we know –
that thing that they weren't checked now?
Yeah, they weren't checked.
Out?
Yeah. I don't know.
Lazy, you know, it's like they skipped a detail.
Okay.
Now, the only reason we asked you about John Kerry and the Super Bowl is because we had to fill time before you got to your, not your list, we'll get to that in a few minutes. Yeah. Emily has a surprise for faithful listeners and viewers. And by the way, I know what it is, but she does not. Go ahead, tell us.
Okay, so I know you were shocked the other day, Jim, when I said I shoveled out my garage
for everybody.
I was
shocked by that alone, yes.
You know, I'm a shoveler. I'm like a professional. I like shoveling. It's good exercise. So I'm asked to go help shovel off one of the tennis courts was over in Brookline, you know, inside Pine Manor College. I had no way of getting there.
Someone asked you to come
There was a team playing that night.
She plays there.
And there was a team. I wasn't playing that night.
No, but you do play there, so you're part of the community.
I get an Uber over there with my shovel in the car. And I don't mind telling you, the Uber was $41. And it just seems like that's ridiculous. But I couldn't get my car out, and I just wanted to help. I'm there for like 2 hours.
You were shoveling for 2 hours?
Yeah.
God,
so then,
you are impressive.
Wait, there's more, Marjorie.
I asked one of my friends for a ride home. She said, I can't. You know, my daughter's coming home. But I'll drop you at the tee.
Oh, my God.
Now, for listeners who are saying, so what? What's the significance of that, Emily?
You have never
been on the tee. It was everything
tee?
I imagined and more.
Now, what does that mean?
Now, first of all, I look like every other deranged person on the tee because I've
really
got my
nice.
Shovel with me.
Wait, you're on the tee with a snow shovel?
Of course. Am I going to get my shovel home?
Yeah.
Now, before you get on, I want to hear every detail of this. Were you nervous before you actually did it when you decided to do it?
I was just like, my heart was beating out of my chest. How do I figure out the little ticket thing? And so my friend figured out the ticket thing. And by the way, I go on and she says, now when you get on, you stick it in the box. I know how to do that. And the guy holds his hands over the box like, I'm thinking, he says, doesn't work. No wonder the tea.
Yeah, it works about half the time. Hold on. So this is the Swank D line, correct?
Yeah.
Of the Green Line.
Because I got in Brookline Hills. I didn't even know it existed. Brookline
that
Hills.
Is the swankest of the lines,
yeah,
I would
no
say, in the entire
spot.
System. Because it goes very fast. It only makes a few stops. Yeah. And it is the, I would say, it's the hoity-toity line. Now, you had complaints about the hoity-toity D line.
Hoity-toity?
I won't even go into description.
Give
us a little taste of
what guy
it was like.
Sitting across me looked like he had just been run over by a snowplow and had his nose mashed into his face, falling asleep with his pants half down around his. It was like classic.
His pants down?
Classic. Yeah. And then I was already there in my seat and I thought, you know, this is just too good anyway. It's perfect. There were a bunch of students and, you know, a lot of people on their cell phones down the train a little bit.
Yeah.
But that was the guy sitting next to me.
So would you do this again in the near future, or is this once in a lifetime? Speaking of lifetime achievement award.
If I feel a little bit more confident, I would do it again, yeah. It wasn't bad.
So, by the way, before you go ahead, for those who are saying, what's the big deal? This has been a topic for years on our television show, on our radio show. Here is the new head of the Olympics Committee, Boston 2024. This is, at that time, he was the Secretary of the Department of Transportation. He was on our show in March of 2013, just a month after he went on the air. Here's Rich Davey after he heard that Emily Rooney had never, ever ridden the T. Listen to what he had to say.
So I think Emily Rooney was on your show recently and mentioned
every Friday,
to my shock that she has never been on the MBTA.
She's never been on the T.
Which is outrageous. So what I brought for you, obviously folks can't see it, but I brought a system map for her, a Charlie Card discount book, a Charlie Card with no money on it, but I slipped in $2
of your own money?
And I'm happy to give her a tour of the system if she wishes.
Personally, you would.
Yeah, I know she's a neighbor, so I'll find her. We'll get on the Green Line.
2 o'clock, they will
we'll
be in her
possession.
We'll
find the Boylston Noise. We'll get the signs up. We'll do it together.
Is there not a piece of you?
I may still, you know, take him up on that.
Well, I'm sure.
I need a
now,
tutorial.
He's now an Olympics
guy.
But I'm going to get into this thing. There are things that I've never done in my life that when I'm about to do them, when I break the schneid, one part of me says, well, good, I'm going to do this for the first time. The other part of me says, do I want to break my string?
Of course, it was hard.
And so there was a piece of you that said, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, because my friend also said to me, you know, if you want to go home with me and wait for my daughter to come home, you know, you can do that and then I'll drive you all the way home. And I thought, you know.
Wow. How long did it take? Oh, by the way, Christopher just emailed. He said he was on the Green Line, the D line of the Green Line.
He was that guy.
Who that gal was wearing the Chanel down parka. Ha, ha, ha. So your takeaway.
Had on my paddle jacket.
You did get there pretty quickly, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was still 4 or 5 stops.
Four or five stops, and you're back to Copley Square.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Yeah, it was good.
Or Arlington, wherever you get off.
Yeah, Copley.
I mean, the D line, Riverside line.
Yeah.
And by the way, if people want to see a photograph, I don't know if it's posted. It will be this afternoon or not. Why are you looking at me with strange?
No,
it'll be up, right?
I gave it to Will.
I will. Yeah,
though.
There will be a photograph up this afternoon with a woman armed with shovel outside a Green Line stop, and that is Emily Rooney immediately before you did the deed. Correct?
Yeah. Well, you never know when you're going to need a shovel on that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's always good to be prepared.
Well, I don't know if I should say congratulations or sorry, but that is a great piece of news.
Thank
By the way, let's be clear: she broke that on this show on Boston Public Radio. Thank you very much.
We have another emailer. He's congratulating you, Michael from Roxbury. Says congratulations to Emily on riding the tee.
You know what's incredible about this? I don't want to belabor this, but when Emily told me a day or so and said not to tell you because she wanted to surprise you, I'm saying in the minds of many people. I mean, you're a fairly controversial figure. I think you'd acknowledge in
probably
the city.
Very controversial.
But you are, everybody associates you with Boston. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you never rode the T till the other day is staggering. It is really, look at you. It's staggering.
I've got a car.
But I understand that. I have a car too. I occasionally ride. A lot of people have cars and ride the T. In any case.
And you can't take the T to GBH. Just make
the
that
other
clear.
Thing is,
well, soon we'll be able to do it. In a couple of years, we will be able to. That is
and
correct.
How far are you from the T? About a half a block?
Yeah. But where am I going to go?
I don't know.
I walk to the Common. I walk up to the Lowe's Theater. I'm not going to take the T up there.
Do you know
there.
Who Amanda is who works with us? Every day she takes the 86 bus here. Yeah. What do you say to Amanda? Thank you. Okay, here it is. The reason Emily Rooney is here, at least for you and for us as well. Listen up.
Incomprehensible.
It's out of control.
How about common sense?
Doesn't matter.
Why not?
This is the kind of thing that drives people crazy.
It's your right.
Doesn't matter. I have absolutely no interest.
She had no interest in riding the T, but she has done it now. What is this week's list, and is it thematic, please?
Yeah, now, my list this week, Jim and Marge, are things that make me anxious. And I'm not talking about, you know, worrying about the future or dying or cancer or some things that are really serious. I'm just talking about everyday things that you encounter.
Like riding the T, for example.
I could have been one. I wasn't there. All right, so here's one. Driving with someone other than me behind the wheel in a snowstorm.
Amen. Totally. Oh, I don't care who
I
they are.
I only want to be the one driving.
I'm with you. You
know, I don't want to drive with you either.
And believe me, you don't want to be with her. You do not want to be with Marjorie Egan.
Jim drives 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, fine. And I get everywhere
safe. He's like
an
old lady driver.
Thank you.
Okay. Watching other people grill steak or fish, because I just assume they're going to ruin it. They're either going to overcook it or undercook it. I know. I have to walk away. What you want to do now is...
Wait, so you don't even want to watch? It isn't even about the product?
You don't even want to watch. You're a good cook.
Yeah, and I just know they're going to ruin it.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I have the same fetish about watching people cook vegetables and the same fetish about watching people cook pasta. They overcook it.
So you should stay out of the kitchen, I suppose, right?
At other people's houses.
Yeah.
All right, now I know this is a little neurotic, but I get anxious when the gas light comes on in my car, even though I know I've got at least 40 more miles to go.
Oh, everybody. Who doesn't?
It's stupid.
Everybody
what about
knows
in
that.
The old days when we didn't have that light?
Yeah. Do you get anxious when that totally freaks me out.
No, I do
Bing,
not.
Bing! The light comes on.
I figure
going,
I have.
Oh, I've got to get to the gas station.
I figure I have a long way to go before
40
I run
miles
out of gas.
You've got.
Have you ever noticed the gas light
go
on?
I do notice the gas line go on. Yes, I do.
I'm with you on almost all these.
You know,
so far.
You want to go. If you have all day to get your destination, if you don't mind spending 4 hours driving to a place that normally takes you an hour and a half to get there, he's the guy.
Oh, that's funny.
That's right. He goes 55 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
By the way, what's the speed limit? Excuse me. What's the speed limit? It's 55, and then it goes to 65,
yeah,
and then I go 65.
And then 95.
55.
Okay, what's
on the
next?
All right, here's one. All right, this is like any time I smell the odor of gas, you know, could be walking down the street, one of those little street corners, or in my house, or frankly, even over at the paddleball courts, because those are heated by, you know, propane, and I'm thinking, I got to get out of here.
So, it's going to explode, right?
It's going to explode.
Of course it is. So with you. This is amazing.
I ran in the house, grabbed the dog, and ran out.
Exactly.
I smelled gas.
Is that really true?
Yes.
I've done it too.
Can you see your little dog flying through the air? I shouldn't say that. All the dog lovers would get really upset.
But it wasn't. It was their dishwasher making a weird smell.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I've already told you this one, but I got to throw it in.
Yeah.
Sitcoms give me anxiety, which is why I can't watch Seinfeld or anything. I just get instant anxiety. I got to turn it off.
What about watching football games? Talk about anxiety.
At least that's real.
But what are you saying? Why does a sitcom?
Because it's all these fake scenarios that are, you know, like missed messages and, oh, I got enough of that in my life. I don't need to see somebody else do it.
Okay, fine.
All right. This one is like even the thought of gambling gives me anxiety.
You never bought a lottery ticket?
Don't get me going on that. Haven't you heard my response to that?
No.
I don't qualify.
What does that mean?
It's a poor person's tax.
Oh, it is a poor. Thank you very much. It is a poor. It's Robin Hood in reverse.
But I just said
Amen.
I don't qualify.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I got it.
No.
That's good.
Okay, good.
So wait. But why does it make you anxious? I don't understand.
Because you know you're going to lose. I mean, you are going to lose. So, so to me, it's not really that much fun. If I'm going to spend that kind of money, you know, I want, you know, bags and and shoes or something.
Right.
You know, it's like.
So how about a track? How about the horses? Something that doesn't do it for you?
No.
Really?
Although at least you get something in return. You know,
I mean, the joy of watching beautiful animals.
I like that. That's fun.
I guess I have probably placed a bet on a horse.
Can I tell you something? If you want to have the most depressing experience you've ever had. I know it's not my list. Marjorie took me, I don't know why, to a place called, what was the name of that place, near your hometown about 10 years ago?
Oh, Magone's.
Magone's. And by the way, Magone's is this Italian
place.
This
is where all my family holds all their events. Every time we get into this on television,
let me explain
on the radio, rather, they call me.
Okay, so they go to Magone's, which, by the way,
Magone's
serves Chef Boyardee spaghetti.
That's,
let me just say, it is brutal.
Not.
And on every table, it was bad enough, the worst food I've ever eaten. It was not only horrible. Every table has a Keno machine.
No.
And you know what the state did a few years ago? Because the Keno games didn't turn over fast enough, because people weren't losing enough money enough at Magone's, they shortened, I think it was from 5 minutes to 4 minutes, so people could lose their food and their money faster.
They shortened what from 5 to 4 minutes?
The number of minutes after which a new game comes up, so you can lose more money at Magone's or any other place.
They have wonderful cinnamon sticks at Magone's.
Let me tell you.
The calls are becoming in this weekend.
You know what they should do? They should just bring you the can of Chef Boyardee with an opener and let it open it yourself.
It's a nice Italian restaurant.
All right, and finally,
is that it?
One last thing that gives me great anxiety is having my blood pressure taken, even though I've got great blood pressure, but as soon as I have it taken, it shoots up about 50 points.
Wow.
Really? I know, I'm like one of those people who hyperventilates. I know, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh, I think you better go on some serious medication here. And I say, well, why don't I send you a couple of measurements from home and see how that goes.
Okay, so T-Rider Emily Rooney. I've never been able to say that before. What are you doing on Beat the Press tonight?
Yeah, what are you doing on Beat the Press?
Well, we are doing Deflategate.
Yeah.
And actually, we're going to do a positive story about snow coverage, because it's really, you know, it's one of those things, listening to it on the radio, guys all did a great job, but listening to snow coverage on the radio, reading about it in the newspaper, there's just no comparison to what local television can do.
I agree with
it's
that.
Really just
I totally
pretty incredible.
Agree
we got a couple other things.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. It was so much fun
it
watching
was.
The snow.
And we didn't lose our power. You know, it was not a dangerous storm.
And
it,
no, except if you were on the coastline.
Coast,
then it was
right.
terrible.
For about five streets in Scituate, it was bad.
Okay, Emily Rooney, thank you very much. And I'm glad that, you, that you've broken your string and ventured onto the MBTA. I love the one she picked, though, the Riverside Line. Couldn't be any better.
And don't forget to go to WGBHnews.org, maybe in an hour, and you will see a photograph of a very proud but scared Emily Rooney about to board the Green Line, shovel in hand. It's a great photo. Wait to see it, Marjorie.
Okay. Emily joins us every Friday for Open Mic. You can catch up with her tonight at 7 o'clock, Beat the Press on Channel 2. Coming up, we're asking you, are you Super Bowl Sunday? Are you turned on and tuned in, or are you dropping out? That's next. Super Bowl Sunday, what are you doing on WGBH, Boston Public Radio? And if you're tuned out, are you making some kind of statement? And if so, what is it? That's next on Boston Public Radio.